favorite book about a shepherd. But I have a second favorite book about a shepherd. This favorite book by Paulo Coelho is entitled The Alchemist, and the main character is a shepherd named Santiago. Santiago's life reflects the duty of a shepherd as he writes of a typical morning with his flock. Taking up his crook, he began to awaken the sheep that still slept. He had noticed that as soon as he awoke, most of the animals also began to stir. It was as if some mysterious energy bound his life to that of the sheep. But there were certain of them who took a bit longer to awaken. The boy prodded them one by one with his crook, calling each by name. He had always believed that the sheep were able to understand what he said. So there were times when he read them parts of his books that had made an impression on him, or when he would tell them of the loneliness and happiness of the shepherd in the fields. Sometimes he would even comment to them on the things he'd seen in villages they passed. That scene from The Alchemist reminds me so vividly of a typical Sunday morning from my childhood. I always remember the sound of my mother grinding coffee beans. And then my dad's voice, which followed, "Lisa, be quiet, the girls are sleeping." Of course, my mother would continue to bang pots and pans, unloading the dishwasher. And within a few moments, my sisters and I were up out of bed and in the kitchen. We learned from an early age how to recognize their voices. There was a comfort in knowing that those were the voices that would care for us, the voices that would encourage us, and the voices of people who loved us unconditionally. As I grew older, I learned how to recognize the voices of friends and family members in a similar way. And simultaneously, I saw my voice become familiar to other people. I'll never forget the day that when my much younger cousin Josie picked up the phone while I was on the line with her mother, and she started shouting, "Melanie, Melanie, is it you?" I remember that day so vividly because it was the first time I'd heard her speak. The first time I'd heard her say my name, and I didn't even realize that she knew my voice. Children seem to be especially receptive of that mysterious energy that Santiago describes as the one that bound him to the sheep. That is, children seem to better understand our connectedness to God and our connectedness in God to one another. Listen to those children. They'll teach you things about God you never knew before. And I commend this connectedness to you today because I truly believe that we can learn to better recognize the voice of God in the same way that we learn to better recognize the voices of important people in our lives. In that gospel lesson for today, Jesus says, "I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father." Now, the intimacy of the relationship between Jesus and God is one that is almost unimaginable for us. But when we look at it in our own lives, in our daily lives, it begins to make a lot more sense. Just like we remember the tone and the pitch and the familiar one-liners of our close family and friends, we can learn to know the tone and pitch and familiar one-liners of God. Every time I hear someone leave a room quickly and say, "See you later," I know that's my friend Jay, because he doesn't believe in saying goodbye. And whenever I hear someone say, "Oh yeah, we can get that list of 100 things done in the next 24 hours, I know that's my adventurous and hardworking sister Michelle. To better learn someone's voice, we have to spend time with them. And after intentionally spending more time with God over the past few years, I have learned to better recognize God's voice as one that says to me, in a gentle tone, "Melanie, forgive that person." Or, "Melanie, be patient. There's love to give here. You can make a difference as one person." I've learned to better recognize that voice by spending more time in prayer and by studying the Word of God found in the life, death, and resurrection of Christ that's written about in our Gospels. It shouldn't come as a surprise to you that just like with people, we can learn God's voice by spending time with them. Now, the Good Shepherd may say many things to us throughout our lifetimes. But today, Jesus says to us two very important things that I believe we need to hear. First, the Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. As we continue to celebrate the risen Lord in this season of Easter, we remember in the Holy Eucharist the sacrifice that Christ made for us. It is no small thing that he laid down his life for his sheep. And as Jesus says, the hired hand runs away in the time of trouble, but the Good Shepherd never abandons his sheep. We hear those words of comfort in that 23rd Psalm. "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." Jesus reminds us today that he's never far from us. And even in the most difficult circumstances of our life, he is our shepherd, and his voice will guide us to green pastures and beside still waters. The second thing that the Good Shepherd says to us today is, "I have sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice, so that there will be one flock and one shepherd." It's easy for us to feel like God belongs to us, as individuals, as a church, as Christians. But today Jesus says to us, "I have so many sheep, and they're not all like you. But I desire unity among you." As we work to become one flock, there will be hurdles. And like Santiago's sheep, there will be certain people who take a bit longer to awaken to the call of the shepherd. But God will continue to prod them and call them each by name. So if you yearn to know God's voice today, you must spend time with God. And we can do this in so many ways, but let me offer up just a few possibilities. First, read the Bible. I realize this can be a radical thing to say to a group of Episcopalians, but it's so important. If you don't own a Bible at home, let me know and I'll get you one. At the very least, come to church and hear the scripture read to you from the lectern. Second, gather with all sorts of God's sheep, the ones that are different from you. You'll be amazed at what you can learn from others about their journey with the Good Shepherd. Third, do some good deeds. In that epistle lesson from today, Peter reminds us that Jesus is revealed to the world through good deeds, through healing, through love, through inclusion. So, of course, Jesus would be revealed to us in those very same ways. And finally, enjoy creation. The Good Shepherd's voice is found in wind and trees and all the moving things of this earth. So hear his voice there. Most importantly, stop and listen. Listen for the voice of the Good Shepherd. I mean, really listen. And I know that God will speak to you and lead you toward pastures of love and life. Amen.